Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Willem. Very excited to have you with us here. And also very excited that our guest has joined us here for this final hour. Richard Meckemeyer from the Survival Center, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. We're having fun.
Yes, very much so, very much so. And I'd like to give out our phone number, folks. This is a great opportunity for you to ask your questions and get your questions answered here on the program. 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the show, sir. Thanks for your patience.
Yes, it's been a long, but it's been a very interesting program.
Well,
I think this guest you have on, Richard, is his name, I believe.
Yes.
I think he's got his stuff together. I went to his website and did a cursory examination, and looks very well and quite complete.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of a situation and a I don't want to say a bone to pick, but I'm into cheaper than dirt survival. I can't afford the $30 a month homeopathic remedies and whatnot, and I believe in oil of oregano, I believe in allicin, I believe in cardivite, and some of the other stuff, wheatgrass, sprouts,
mm-hmm.
but I started this stuff about 10 years ago. I read the writing on the hand, you know what I mean.
Yeah, the writing on the wall, absolutely.
Yeah, writing on the wall about 10 years ago, and I'm on Social Security, and I'm lucky to pay for food and for, my energy costs and whatnot.
Sure.
And I call this Fort Defiance because I walked into this 12x60 abandoned trailer that had about a 2-foot slope on one side. I always fall out of bed in the morning, when I got up till I got it blocked up. But I've run I carry my water in. I've got a telephone line run down here in the woods. I got a computer, and I've got a water hose that works in the summertime. It doesn't work very well in the wintertime.
Wow.
I carry my water in. But I tell you what, I took this 12x60 trailer, and I sectioned it off into about a 12x40 section. Skinned it with 1-inch styrofoam. I got a 15 cubic foot freezer full of meat and 150 cases of canned goods.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I cook on a Coleman stove and have done so for the last 4 years. My bathroom is a 5-gallon food grade plastic bucket that I put plastic bags in. And, of course, my urinal is a wide-mouth ball mason jar.
I'm sorry, Gary. Let me interrupt you here briefly for a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll hear more about your preparedness situation, and I'm sure Richard can advise you on some things to maybe look into. And again, even stuff that's quite affordable to just about anybody. Stay with us, folks. Back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
That's right, folks, and if the sky does fall, I guarantee you one person is going to be okay. Richard McElmeyer from the Survival Center, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir, and thank you very much. I am ready.
I know you are. It's incredible. Let's get back to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, I just had a question for you, my friend. What are you drinking in the wintertime?
I carry water in a food-grade 5-gallon jerry can, I guess you call it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I drink a couple of gallons of... I put a couple of tea bags in the water because there's same bugs in the water, the tea will take care of it.
Huh.
I got chewed out by the nurse that when I went to the doctor. I do a doctor visit twice a year to get a 6-month prescription because I'm poor.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at my hand and she said, "What happened to your hand?" I said, "Well, I interrupted a dog fight and pit bull got a hold of my hand." She said, "Well, did you get any stitches?" And I said, "No." I said, "I can't afford stitches." And she said, "Did you get a tetanus shot?" And I said, "No." I said, I use oil of oregano, and I let it bleed out and put pressure on it and immobilized it with a paper towel and some electrician's tape. And,
wow.
I'm looking at it right now, and there's no scar, and there's no stitches, there's no nothing.
Wow.
So they didn't like that, but I've been looking at this website this man has, and I haven't gone into it. Lord, I've got probably 200 websites on my computer, but he looks like he's got his stuff together.
Yes, sir.
But I don't care if you're in a high-rise in Manhattan. I've got four 30-gallon Rubbermaid garbage cans that I can fill up with water on a moment's notice.
Yeah.
I've got a bottle of food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I've got a gallon of Clorox. I've got... I need to get together with this guy and
well, let's see what he can maybe pick your brain on or advise you on. Richard, go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I think this is great. Now, Gary has given everyone the basics and how to do it. I mean,
yeah.
It's simple and sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can live independently, and if someone... Now, you notice he's not complaining about his situation either.
No, not at all.
I think this is a very independent, free-thinking person, and I love it.
That's the amazing thing about it, Richard, is that, you know, when you look at the privileged, you know, the powers that be, you know, these politicians, these rich people, I love to think about this because this is one area that a lot of people don't consider, and that is that these ruling elites, these wealthy families, they've never gone without. They've never crapped in a bucket and a plastic bag in it before. I mean, they just die off, and somebody like Gary's going to be around forever.
Well, but Gary's got common sense.
I've done this for 4 years, gentlemen.
Yep.
My first time on the bucket was pretty painful, because I'm not real, I don't have a lot of fat on me.
I'm going to send you a toilet seat.
And no, I got one I can get.
Okay.
I liked a little bit of the pain in the morning. It helped me wake up. But I live on a $750 Social Security check that the government decided they wanted to take $100 out for Medicare, Medicaid thing.
Yeah. Got to pay for the illegal immigrant.
And they want $1,200 a year out of my little thing. I'm $2,000 below the poverty level. But they want to take another $1,200 out and put it in their pocket. And then by the time I pay off the doctor on my deductible, I might as well spend the $1,200 on homeopathic medications that will work. And
yeah.
I have a statement to make.
Quickly.
This stuff, I don't want to take up the program here, but this stuff that they're cooking up in these biowarfare engineering labs, and I'm up on this RNA, DNA recombinant type stuff, you know, and the biowarfare engineering and everything. But, see, they're developing this stuff that's resistant to antibiotics.
Yeah.
Now, you take allicin, you take oil of oregano, cardivite, and wheatgrass juice, and sprouts and stuff, and get your immune system built up, and it will kick butt on all this biowarfare stuff, because they haven't got it tuned in for that one.
Well, let's hope that... That we never have to put that to the test, but it sounds to me like you are in a good place, my friend, and I appreciate it.
I'm happy. I'm warm. I eat well. I heat my place up with a 1500 watt electric heater.
You got any room for visitors?
Huh? I got room. I'll tell you what. You can find a place on the floor in there. In this place.
Wouldn't be the first time.
There you go, Gary. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you,
fantastic.
Gary.
Well, that's a guy who's practicing what's being preached here.
Well, and you know, and there's a perfect example. You don't have to have a lot of money to do this.
That's right.
You know, everybody can't afford a $50,000 underground shelter. So what? Doesn't mean you can't be underground.
That's right.
We have a book called Nuclear War Survival Skills that shows how to dig a trench. If you have to dig it with a shovel, put some logs and some old doors and stuff over it and some plastic, you got yourself an underground shelter. It didn't cost you anything but a little labor.
Wow.
I mean, that's what I'd do. If I couldn't afford one, I'd be digging. In fact, one of my first ones was it. I dug it.
Wow.
It can't be done. If you all you got to do is have the desire. Where there's a will, there's a way. And you know, it's about the future, Frank. And it's our future, your future, my future. And action on everyone's part is required now for them to be ready for most any emergency that may come their way.
We
have to think logically. We have to plan ahead and prepare. And it's critical for our future well-being. And we have to develop a preparedness mindset. And remember the three P's. Preparedness prevents panic.
Oh, there you go. That's fantastic.
And, you know, think about being without normal services for extended periods of time and prepare for it. It's just that simple. We know it has happened. It's surely going to happen again. It may not happen in your area, but what if it does? And you want to store food and water, not for 2 to 3 weeks. Think maybe 1 to 2 years or more. Get a water filter. Store at least a one gallon per person per day. Stock up on any medical supplies, you said. Gary gets his 6 months at a time. Do you hear him?
That's right.
He's going 6 months ahead. I love it.
And
any special prescription you may need, and he learned how to naturally take care of himself. He had no stitch marks, and he healed just fine.
Yeah.
You know, so he's learned how to take care of himself. That's called individual responsibility.
Right on.
And like I say, get ahead any supplies you can. If you can't afford fancy medicines and stuff, you know, like I have a bottle of olive leaf extract sitting on my desk.
Oh, okay.
We get a little sore throat or something, down the hatch. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Get some tinctures. Make your own. If you have to, go out and get some raw herbs and make your own. But read and learn how to do it first.
That's fantastic.
And then we talked about shelter. Have some kind of backup shelter. Start with something as simple, whatever you can afford. If you can only afford a tent, you have a backup shelter.
Yeah.
You've already started.
And as you mentioned, if you're planning on digging a sort of fallout shelter, do that before the dirty bomb goes off.
Well, that's assuming you're going to have them, but I've never had any problems with any of those.
Right.
I've never had any nuclear problems. I've never had any dirty bomb problems. I've never had any terrorist problems. Only problems I've had so far is weather-related.
Yes, and unfortunately, that's a threat that never abates, unfortunately. Let's go to Davis in North Carolina. Davis, welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's nice and chilly in the mountains, and we got plenty of snow, believe me.
Did you get some of that?
Oh, yeah, we got it. Got it good, really good. Most of it's gone, thank God, because of the wind, but it blows it in another county. Another county is what I think happened. You know, your program tonight, I hope people are listening. Well, people don't take survival seriously.
Not until it reaches up and bites them, you know where.
Right, you got it. I live in the mountains and force people up here to grow food and can their own foods. And that can be done. But I can buy your food cheaper than I can grow a garden by the cans without adding any labor to it, pound for pound. You'd be cheaper.
That's right.
Well, you know, and it's sad but true, but I'll tell you something I also do. I do a lot of canning in the summer because I have my own fruit trees. We grow two gardens.
Oh, yeah.
I love my food better than anybody's.
Yeah, we do it up here. Everybody does it.
Yeah, there you go.
A couple of years ago, we were discovered, and some of that was good, and some of that was not so good.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to civic groups, and I get a lot of people, and they want me to talk to them about NBC or survival. I had two survival schools, one in Panama, one in the Philippines that I was in charge of many long years ago. So I speak to them, and there you get that deer caught in the headlights look like, what is he talking about?
I know that one.
They think survival is comfort. Survival to a lot of people is Motel 6.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Well, like, remember I was talking earlier about the one neighbor who is all electric home, no backup, anything. When the power goes out, they leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're survivalists. They go to the motel.
Yeah.
Here, everybody has electric, gas, wood, heat. All the homes have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to because we're subject to these winter storms in the mountains. You get above 5,000 feet. The altitude is what makes things bad. But people need to really listen, especially people who were born on concrete.
Mm. Yeah.
Which presents another problem.
Yes. Let me jump in here, gentlemen. Fantastic comments so far. I look forward to hearing more from our callers and, of course, more from our guest tonight from the Survival Center, Richard Mankemeyer. His phone number, folks, is 800-321-2900. Our phone number, if you'd like to call him, ask your questions, contribute to the show here tonight, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Radio. It's Friday morning, and we are discussing a very, very important subject, something near and dear to my heart, certainly near and dear to our guest's heart. Richard Monkemeyer, welcome back, sir. And Davis in North Carolina, you know your stuff, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. Please continue.
Well, two more things. A catastrophic event in the country, a nuclear exchange. There's going to be some difficulty in surviving if you're ready. You can survive. The problem is there will be a lot of people who do survive that are not ready. They're going to be looking for food. So it behooves you all not to broadcast that you have food on your property, and that might be a dangerous thing.
Yes.
Sooner or later.
Yeah, you got to protect what you've got.
And up here, people are sort of ready. We carry blankets, water, everything in the cars, trucks with us around on the weekends up here just in case.
Wow.
Because we can get blasted hard up here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you again, this is the most interesting program I've ever listened to on radio.
God bless you for that. Thank you so much.
Most interesting and the most informative. And I don't know how you did it, but the format, changing things up, is just great, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Davis.
I appreciate it. I'll be listening.
You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you know,
Dave.
Calls like that just make everything worthwhile.
Makes your day, doesn't it?
It sure does, man.
Well, it's nice to know you're appreciated, and the things that you're passionate about, other people are either doing or have done or in the process of doing so.
Yeah, I love that, you know, because, you know, you and I can stress that this is important, but to have people call in and say, you know, this resonates with me too, that's just a further validation for somebody out there who says, hey, man, I'm ready. I got nothing to worry about. And then they start thinking, well, you know, I never thought about that, or I never thought about that.
Well, that's what we tell people. In fact, you know, I get in these conversations a lot, especially on the phone, since I have the privilege of talking to so many people throughout the year. I mean, literally thousands of people, and from all over the world. I had a call the other day from England. They ordered our bird flu mask and a bunch of them because they discovered, people don't know this, there was a mild panic going on in Europe because some people were starting to die from the bird flu over there.
Right.
But they aren't telling anybody. And how we found out about it was this customer called, and they couldn't get any of the bird flu masks from the local UK distributor because they'd run out.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, really? And how many people died?
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, I have the privilege of being on top of all this, almost from a worldview, you know, and we have a lot of good sources. We get emails in, and so it's so important that, you know, we stay on top of what's happening. And like he talked about, if there was a nuclear event or something somewhere, you're going to want to know what's going on. Are you downwind or are you upwind?
Exactly.
Do you have your potassium iodate? What do you have for a shelter?
You know,
what would you do?
It's very interesting also, I think, that he brought up the angle about protecting what you have. Richard, there's a movie out there that I don't know if you've seen, but I'd wager you have. And if you have not, you need to. It's called The Trigger Effect. Have you ever seen this?
I've heard of it.
Okay, this movie came out probably, for those who don't know, 96, 97. I don't recall who's in it, and I don't really recall the year per se, but I remember the story, and it was very similar in nature to, you've probably read The Lord of the Flies, where you've got these kids who basically they're stranded on this island and they form these little tribes and these societies and they start fighting and killing each other. And then eventually, you know, the kids are running around and they're about to kill this guy. And then, you know, they see, you know, somebody from, you know, one of the adults. And all of a sudden the reality sits in. It's kind of the same thing in The Trigger Effect. This takes place, I believe, out in California, and the power goes out. And
mm-hmm.
for a day or two, people are okay. And then after a while, things start to get panicked. People start to say, what's going on? You know, have we been attacked? Is this a nuclear war? Is this terrorism? What's happening? And then you start to see society break down on such a fundamental level that it's terrifying. So you start to see price gouging taking place, people fighting and all this other stuff. And then pretty soon, everyone's convinced this is the end of the world. It's kill or be killed. And there's a scene where a guy just guns down somebody who walks on his property, and then all of a sudden the power comes back on. They're like, yeah, folks, sorry about that. We had a power outage for a week or two. And then the reality sits in. They're like, oh, my God, you know, we're supposed to be civilized society, and we just gave in to these primal instincts when things appeared to be worse than they truly are. Well, the point is, Richard, with all the stuff that you're talking about, you could live comfortably for, like, let me ask you a question here. With what you have in your possession, how long could you go without normal, everyday societal conveniences? A year? 2 years?
On our website and in the catalog, you have to kind of look for it because you won't recognize it unless you're looking for it. But we call it our climate change protection complex. This is set up, designed for a family of 4 to 5. We ran the whole thing on a 10-year scenario.
Whoa.
I mean, when I talk about being serious about this, we're talking about being serious. I have worked. You see, people don't have the advantage of my perspective, which we try to give, but I don't even know how to give it. I have worked with people and families. I've worked with Federal Reserve banks. I've worked with nuclear power plants. I've worked with billion-dollar corporations. These people who know are preparing. It's the guy on the street out there who don't have a clue and think that the most important thing coming up is the Super Bowl.
God, isn't that a tragic scenario?
Now, you talk about something silly, and they're already promoting the best commercial.
Yes. Isn't that, you know, that's ridiculous, but I think the most tragic scenario to come out of what you just outlined is the idea of corporations outliving individuals.
Mm-hmm.
There's a frightening post-apocalyptic society. That's a sci-fi thriller right there. Folks, stay with us. Our special guest, Richard Mankemeyer, and more Frankly Speaking Radio when we come back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to a very, very important program, and not because of anything I have to contribute, but certainly because of the information being given out here. And our guest has 3 decades of practical experience. This is not a situation where he's just saying, yeah, you should do this, you should do that. He's doing it. He's done it. He can help you achieve it as well. And you guys can call him during normal business hours. Talk to them down there at Survival Center. Tell them your situation, even if you're on a limited budget or even if you have an unlimited budget. They'll ask you all the important questions and find out and advise you on what you need and, of course, give you the options. And great information there on the website, survivalcenter.com. And Richard's phone number, of course, is 800-321-2900. Richard Meckemeyer, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be on your program.
Well, I think we're going to have to do this a lot more because this is it's going to be a rough, rough time. But, you know, you mentioned so many important points. And one of the things I'd like to highlight here is and get your perspective on this, because you've been doing it for so long, what was the pre-Y2K situation like for you guys?
Oh, we were just gone gangbusters.
Really?
Yeah, we were busy.
I bet.
And you know what? I've talked to people since then. And if I get a chance to talk to people, I tell them, whatever you did for Y2K, bully for you, now keep going.
Yeah, don't stop.
Don't stop. Keep going. I knew people actually gave their food away.
Ah.
And I go, oh, man, don't do it. Are you sure you really want to do that?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not over. I think that was like a test.
Yeah.
And I know the high wind in our area was a test. I just felt that in my bones, that all that was saying was the high wind was saying, hey, this is just wind.
Yeah.
What do you do if something serious happens?
Wow.
You know, and we're not trying to be alarmists. We're trying to be realists. And, you know, a lot of this stuff that we're talking about has scientifically been documented. For instance, special report on global warming, Time magazine, April of 06, less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see there's this polar bear standing on this little ice thing trying to look for some place to go and find food, and he can't. They're dying because they can't get to their food.
Yes.
The title says, be worried.
Yes.
Be very worried. Climate change isn't some vague future problem. It's already damaging the planet at an alarming pace. Here's how it affects you, your kids, and their kids as well. It goes on Earth at the tipping point, how it threatens your health, how China and India can help save the world or destroy it. I mean, the information is there. These are not wide-eyed fanatics. This is data. This is scientific data.
You know, Richard, I think the thing that's most important about that observation you just made about the polar bear, this is an animal that is self-reliant. Do you see the connection I'm making here?
Uh-huh.
This is a creature who exists in a realm of self-reliance. It isn't in a zoo. It hunts for its own food. It makes sure it has shelter. It makes sure it has water. It prepares for these things. It does it on a daily basis. And they're starving and dying off?
Well, you know what's happening is their environment is changing.
Yeah.
You see, their protection system, their support system has been pulled out. The rug has been pulled out from under them. And what I tell people is you don't understand how vulnerable you are.
Yeah.
You go from your home, which is your support system, to your car, which is another support system.
Yeah.
That takes you to your work, your shopping, whatever, which is another support system. Then you get in your support system and drive back to your other support system. You're supported by everything. What happens if those are not there?
That's what I'm saying, is that here you've got a creature that is completely and totally 100% self-reliant, and they're having problems because the situation has changed. What about Americans and just human beings in general who are coddled and soft and unprepared for these scenarios? What if all that changes?
Yeah.
I mean, this is important stuff.
Well, it's just like you said in that little scenario of the movie, they thought it was over with.
Yeah, they did.
Did you happen to see the one called The Last Days on Earth?
No.
This was an ABC special. I finally got the tape. It took me almost 6 months.
Wow.
I got it. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I caught the end of it. I saw part of it on TV. It was an ABC News special, and it's called The Last Days on Earth. And it said, how smart are we as a civilization? Great question.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And it goes on. It says, Last Days on Earth goes beyond science fiction to science fact. It takes you, the viewer, on a roller coaster ride through the black holes, intelligent robots, asteroid strikes, and deadly plagues. Viewers will journey from the outer reaches of the universe to the inner world of the DNA. And it goes down. Here's some of the things that they listed. They listed gamma ray bursts or black holes. They talk about intelligent machines. They talk about super volcanoes, asteroids, nuclear war, plagues, and climate change.
Wow.
It's on DVD. I got it in my hand. I haven't any chance to look at it yet.
That's fantastic.
But I saw part of it on TV. And thing it is, they're now quoting the scientists who have been saying this since I had that first chart back in 1982.
Yes.
Of the book called, and I got it right here in front of me, it's called The Survival of Civilization, shows the exact graph that Al Gore has in his movie, and it talks about the focus on three problems was carbon dioxide, investment money, and population.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there it is, 1982.
Jeez. You know, there's the trigger effect, the movie I mentioned earlier, the point that I want people to get out of that is that people panicked, people were fearful because they had never considered this as a possibility. But if you prepare, you have peace and peace of mind, and I think that's a lesson to be learned.
Let me tell you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me tell you some firsthand experiences out here with our windstorm.
Okay.
Within less than 48 hours, civilization around here started to deteriorate.
48
With less than 48 hours.
My God.
I have personal witnesses from two locations where there was fights that broke out in gas lines because they couldn't get gas because the gas station didn't have any electric to pump the gas.
Oh, wow.
People got in fights in less than 48 hours. You talk about the movie is not fiction. It's more real than fiction.
Yeah, well, that, of course, harkens back to September 11th, where this was happening within hours, people getting in fights. We had the same thing here, and I was telling people on the radio, because I was on the air at that, you know, in that time frame at when it occurred, and I was telling them, I said, hey, calm down. We don't even know what's going on yet. You know, and people are like, oh, it's got to be one of these oil-producing nations. So, you know, they're out there beating the crap out of each other for $5 a gallon gas.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Why don't they just stock up ahead of time and sit home and have another cold one and think about it?
Absolutely. You know, and I want to ask you about that, too, because we need to talk about, you know, different things such as power systems. And obviously, we're not going to have nearly enough time. But even, like you mentioned, gasoline storage and things like that. But before we go there, you know, thinking back to Y2K, you know, we were told that this was going to be a problem, and we had the date and the time about when it would occur, okay? Mm-hmm. So people prepared. Now, that didn't happen, and people just threw their, you know, like you said, gave away their food, whatever. They sold their generators. No, it's not a big deal. They were moderately disappointed because they felt prepared. But here's the thing about this. You know, many, many times in religions and cults, they always predict that the end of the world is going to happen, you know, Tuesday or something. And it goes on and on and on. The fact remains is that scientists who are very clinical, factual, and tend to be a little bit on the atheistic side for the most part, they're saying this stuff's going to happen.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Then for those who believe in Scripture, the Bible says it's going to happen. So, folks, no matter who you're talking to, or what their source of information is, everybody is saying this is going to happen. So why not prepare? It's the only investment that matters because it's you and your loved ones and your continuation of existence.
Yeah, let me see if you know where this comes from. It's a quote. It says, a prudent man foresees the difficulties ahead and prepares for them. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Do you know where that's from?
No idea.
Proverbs 22:3.
That's a nice one. I like that.
Yeah, and you know, I get into. I mean, I was telling someone the other day, getting these conversations, I literally could go on for days.
Mm.
But you asked earlier about what we were preparing for and how long we could go.
Yeah,
we developed this 10-year plan on our 10-year plan.
Wow.
I have worked with people that are running all kinds of scenarios from one day. I've worked with a group of 100 for a year. I've worked with families who are planning for generations. This
wow.
is not a short-term, it's going to be over with at the end of the movie scenario. This is something that's going to go on. This global warming is like a freight train coming down a long hill, and it ain't going to be over with next week.
That's incredible.
And this is why... when you get a chance, I just found that it is on the website. I didn't think it was on there, but it is. It's if you go to the Underground Shelter page,
mm-hmm.
and right at the top, number one, it says Climate Change Protection Complexes.
Oh, okay.
And you click on that, and it talks about this complex is designed with long-term survival in mind, including most everything you will need to survive for up to 10 years. And then we have a little star there. It says, our choice. Except personal items, medications, etc., with the main focus being on the first four basics of survival, which are food, water, medical, and shelter, which is, as indicated in the book, Basic Preparedness. So we took that book, we rolled it over and said, okay, we're going to do a 10-year plan, and we're going to work on those four basics with this underground shelter complex. And this is what, and I give a brief outline of it. It is in by no means complete. And we give a lot of ideas of what we're going to do and what we have in mind there and the starting price and everything.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can be done. But,
yeah.
But it, like I said earlier, it's so hard to convey to people who especially run across this the first time some of the scenarios we've already worked on and run for other people. And when I mean working with billion-dollar corporations who are getting their executives and their families ready, I mean, if I named these corporations, you guys would just fall off your chair
yes.
in disbelief about
yes.
who is getting ready. In fact, a number of years ago, before Y2K, guess who was the largest purchaser of underground shelters and food and supplies?
I'm not sure.
Senators and congressmen.
Really?
Yes. And by the way, Y2K would have been a problem if they hadn't spent several billion dollars fixing it.
Excellent.
People don't understand that.
Well,
that actually, it would have been a major problem, but when the word finally got out, there was billions and billions and billions of dollars spent worldwide because that was going to be a problem. It was not. It was not a fluke or someone's harebrained idea. It was going to be a problem, and there was a lot of money spent to solve it, and then you never really heard about the things where there was problems. There was some problems when Y2K did roll over.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very intriguing because, you know, I was fairly young at that point, but I remember, you know, again, I try to keep things on a fairly simple and common sense perspective, Richard, and I remember saying one little tiny, you know, keystroke that wasn't prepared for it could cripple our society. What does that say about our society?
Well, the society is very vulnerable.
Yeah.
To a lot of silly little things. Just like when our power grid went down out here because of the windstorm, mm-hmm. and then in our area it took 7 days to get our area back up, although some came up quicker. Then the sucker had problems days after that because what happened was when it went down and then when it comes back up, you then find all your other weaknesses.
Yes.
Just the Monday and Tuesday of this week, we were out of power again for 2 days.
Wow.
Because one of the substations lost one of its big transformers because it was already weak. And then with the power surges, you know, those things surge. And they run those however many thousands of volts they run through there. And when you have a weak one, it just can't handle it. And it took it several months before it finally blew.
That's amazing.
And
now,
then...
Oh, go ahead.
They're not sitting there with any backups. They got to haul one in from Timbuktu.
Yeah, they don't take their own advice. But see, this is how people can do this. And Richard, we did a show last week or the week before, I don't recall, about home power systems and how easy it is to do. And I was just curious about the kind of setup you have. Obviously, you have generators. Do you also have solar power batteries, any of that stuff?
We built solar systems. We had one we actually put on a trailer and made it mobile.
Oh, wow.
But here, right now, you know, since it doesn't happen that much, you know, our generator sat out there. Actually, our generator is a welder.
Oh,
we bought it initially as a welder because we weld all the steel for the shelters and stuff.
Yeah.
In our new above-ground shelter. And so we used it as a welder, but it just so happened to be a 10 kW generator, too.
Wow.
So it had low hours on. I bought it back before Y2K. And I had already wired the complex where we're located. I wired it with an extra circuit box. So that when things happen, and we just cabled it, so I have a big cable that has a big 220 outlet on the end of it, and we plug it in the generator because it's 220 and 110 at the same time. And then we just flip all the circuit breakers. We cut off the main power so we don't feed back through the line because you don't want to hurt any utility guys when they come out to work on it. So we cut that off, flip all the breakers to the left versus to the right, and that brings on the generator, flip on the circuit breakers we want, and we're up and running.
Wow.
It's a matter of minutes.
Fantastic.
We've already been without power 8 times this year. We've never been out of power 8 times in my life.
Yeah, 8 times. Now, when you say this year, you mean...
Well, I mean, in the last 3 months, since October, November.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've been without 8 times. I'm going, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture?
Exactly. What kind of foreshadowing is this, right?
Yeah, and it's happening to a lot of people, especially in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, yeah, and even, you know, right north of us here in northwest Arkansas is Missouri. Missouri got hit by several ice and snowstorms.
We saw that,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and they said repeatedly in the news accounts, they said some of these people would be out of power for weeks. Now, again, this is not a terrorist attack. This is not anything unusual. I mean, snowstorms, ice storms, they happen in that area, and they happen around here on occasion, too. But weeks, I mean, this is something that most people would never be prepared for. They
I've never had problems with terrorists. I don't have. I've never seen one.
Yeah.
I know where a few are, but.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, this is fantastic. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about is that not only is this stuff vital and important and all these other things, but you guys have a great many other things, too, such as the camping supplies, the night vision goggles, and things like that, stuff you can just have fun with and just practically use. And obviously, if it becomes a necessity, you still have it. But the point is that these are things you can use for your enjoyment as well as, you know, the continuation of existence and all.
Well, there sure is. Like, you know, we have, you know, tents and camping supplies. Like, say, night vision. There's a toy. I got one of the binoculars sitting here on my desk right now, you know, with the goggles.
Yeah.
You're totally hands-free. It runs off a 3-volt lithium
battery, whatever it is, you know. Yeah, a lot of neat toys there. But you don't need those if you haven't done the basics.
Yeah, no, good point.
If you got a lot of money you don't know what to do with, call me. We can ruin your credit card in a hurry. But, you know, if you don't do the basics first, I mean,
yeah.
You know, why bother?
Yeah, you're exactly
what good's
right.
That night vision going to do you, or that piece of gold if you can't buy or barter with it?
There you go. There you go. You got it.
I tell people that. I tell them right on the phone. I said, look, if you haven't done the basics, what do you want this for?
That's right. That's right. You having a gun and a you know, blocks of gold, that's not going to feed your family. It's not, look, you have to cover all your bases, and that's the beauty of your website and your catalog and the access that our listeners have to you, courtesy of your generosity here tonight, and, of course, the toll-free number for them to call you at during normal business hours. They can pick your brain, let you know where they're at, and ask you what you think they need. It's really
exactly. It's pretty. We made it so darn easy. I don't know. Can't make it any easier.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Richard, hang on with me here. Folks, we'll come back here after this last commercial break of 3 minutes, and we'll give out all of Richard's contact information and talk about consulting and different things like that that you might need, okay? Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome back to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. But I tell you, folks, I love doing a show that I think has some degree of relevance to it. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been doing radio a long time, And there are aspects of it that I will always love and aspects of it I will always despise. But, you know, shows like this one tonight I think are important because I have to feel that I'm devoting my time to doing something, you know, accomplishing something. And while I myself am not doing anything, the point is that people like our guest here tonight can you know, you might, God forbid, have to call up Richard sometime in the future and say, you know what, if I hadn't listened to you on that show, then maybe me and my family would be not here anymore. So, you know, Richard is a good guy to know, and we certainly appreciate all of his time he's given us tonight. 3 hours, my friend. Boy, I'll tell you what, it sure did go by quick.
We're just getting warmed up.
That's right.
I could go on for days.
You know what? I can't work for days straight.
Well, you can't? Well, I'll have to teach you how.
Oh, I'm sure you have something for that, too.
Yeah, we got something for that. By the way, we do have generators. We have diesel generators, gas generators. We do solar systems. There's just so much we didn't even get a chance to talk about.
Oh, I know. Well, that leaves us, you know, people will come back and listen to you next time and hear a whole slew of new things, things they could have probably never expected. But, you know, you have so much information, and it does take some time, folks. So, you know, maybe over the weekend or whenever you get time, set aside some time and visit there at survivalcenter.com. Look it over and then give them a call and let them know. Say, hey, listen, I'm relatively new to this. Where do I need to be? What do I need to focus on? What are my priorities? And Richard, I imagine the questions you'll ask is, you know, what are they looking to accomplish? What is their space requirements and availability? All of those things. I mean, this is what you do. You do this professionally. You consult with governments, with agencies, with individuals, with giant corporations, with small corporations, with just neighbors. I mean, this is what you do. So, you know best what kind of needs people need to focus on and the questions they need to ask.
Yeah, we can work with just about anybody. We do risk management. We do business continuity consulting. We do we're emergency and preparedness consultants to families, individuals, businesses, industry, government, countries. We do classes, expos, workshops.
That's amazing.
We do a lot because we've been at it so long that, you know, it's just like we was talking about a healthcare facility the other day. And we're getting a nickel tour, you know, and all that stuff. And just off the cuff, I said, "How many body bags you got?" Well, they only had like 30 or 40. I said, "What are you gonna do if you got 500 casualties and your refrigeration's off?" And all of a sudden, there's this, duh! They never thought of it.
Isn't that amazing?
And I said, "You got a backhoe or heavy equipment or a dozer?" No. I said, "You need a little help."
Yeah.
You know, see, what's nice about it, I can walk in with a different attitude, with a fresh attitude, and I just ask simple questions.
Yes.
How long do you plan on being in business? You know, you ask a business that. Do you plan on being in business like after 9/11 or Katrina? How many went out of business?
Oh, yeah.
Most businesses, if they're shut down for 7 days, are done.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are statistics and facts.
And the bird flu, they've said, possibly a month at
least.
Well,
that's on the low side.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, there's just so many scenarios you need to think of. So, you know, give us a call.
Yeah.
We're toll-free at 1-800-321-2900. Haunt our website.
Yes.
There's a lot of good information on there.
Do you have a mailing address also?
A mailing address, Box 234, McKenna, Washington, 98558.
Wonderful. Richard, God bless you, my friend. Please keep in touch, and thanks for all that you do.
Thank folks, you. The same to you, Frank. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Folks, that's going to do it here for this evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. But we'll be back, have no fear, in 20 hours with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have a good one.